Magnificat. When he had suckled there, he began to grow. First, he was an infant in her arms, but soon drinking and drinking at the sweet milk she could not keep from filling her, from pouring into his ravenous mouth, and filling again, miraculous pitcher, mercy feeding its own extinction. Soon, he was huge, towering above her, the landscape, his shadow stealing the color from the fields, even the flowers going gray. And they came, like ants, one behind the next, to worship him, huge as he was, and hungry. It was his hunger they admired most of all. So they brought him slaughtered beasts, goats, oxen, bulls, and finally their own kin, whose hunger was a kind of shame to them, a shrinkage, even as his was beautiful to them, magnified, magnificent. The day came when they had nothing left to offer him, having denuded themselves of all in order to enlarge him, in whose shadow they dreamed of light. And that is when the thought began to move, small at first, a whisper, then a buzz, and finally it broke out into words so loud they thought it must be prophecy. They would kill him, and all they had lost in his name would return, renewed and fresh with the dew of morning. Hope fed their rage, sharpened their weapons. And who is she, hooded figure, mourner now at the fate of what she fed? And the slow rain, which never ends, who is the father of that? And who are we who speak, as if the world were our diorama, its little figures moved by hidden gears precious in miniature, tin soldiers, spears the size of pins, perfect replicas, history under glass, dusty, old-fashioned, a curiosity that no one any longer wants to see. Excited as they are by the new giant who feeds on air, grows daily on radio waves in cyberspace, who sows darkness like a desert storm, who blows like a wind through the boardrooms, who touches the hills and they smoke.